Just rebooted. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Chap.
Yes. Listen, please. I'm streaming. I'm streaming. I thought everybody could hear me, and it turns out no one could hear me. So far, it's a complete waste of time. I'm very sorry about this. I had no idea that no one could hear me. I thought it was going fine. I don't know what to say. I mean, I was all prepared. I wanted a special teaching tonight. What I will do, because I don't think I got in the fullness of this last time I was talking about this topic, I'll show you the fullness of it regarding the 666, the mark of the beast, what I think it is. So I want to just go in and show you the way I think things are developing. All right, let me get back into it. In fact, let me pray. I did pray, folks. I did pray. Father, I thank you, praise you, and that, Lord, let's work around this, and that tonight's going to be, I guess, shortened, we could say, but that it will be a blessing. And any time we're involving your word, it's always a blessing.
Yeah.
So in Jesus' name I ask, amen. Amen.
Amen.
So I believe from the word of God that high tech is going to be a big part of the end times. And the first thing that I was showing, and I was talking about the second beast, as he's called, and it talks about in verse 13 that he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. So we've reached the point now with technology that we can use space-based laser beam, laser weapons. And here's a plane with a laser in it, and it's directing the laser beam. And this is a satellite. And I'm a little confused about this. I keep confused in that the Chinese have put one of these in space. And when I looked at this, it led me to the belief that this was what they put in space. And I just don't like think it is. But anyways, this is a prototype, if nothing else, of a space laser weapon that I believe is going to be the fire called down from heaven by the second beast. So we're looking at high tech now in the end times. So Revelation 13:13 says there'll be fire directed, like called from heaven. And I believe that that is the laser beams now. Revelation 11:19 talks about the confrontation between the first beast and God's two prophets in Jerusalem. And their ministry was finished. God allowed them to die. And then we have Revelation 11:9. And they of the people, this people, kindreds, that's tribes, tongues, languages, and nations, shall see their dead bodies 3 days. So everybody on earth is going to be able to see God's two prophets. They were killed. And then 3.5 days later, they're raised from the dead. So the whole world can see it. Now, today, prior to the modern times, this was impossible. Actually, prior to World War II, after World War II, TV came on. The technology there was for TV. So right now, when this event happens with the technology we have here, the internet, and the satellite connections and all of that, the whole world could see it. Revelation 11:9 can be fulfilled today by the high tech, the internet that's out there. I preach in Pakistan and Kenya, and they see me live, and I see them live. That's through the technology. So I believe that Revelation 11:9 is going to be fulfilled through technology, just like Revelation 13:13. Now, I'm going to take you to look at cyborgs in Revelation 13:14, and the technology there is today to make cyborgs. Artificial intelligence, AI, we'll see that in Revelation 13:15, and the 666 surveillance system, that's what I call it, is Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18. Now, everything here is being controlled by the second beast of Revelation 13, except Revelation 11:9, the internet. So when I look at this and his relationship with the beast, this is a high-tech guy. He's high-tech, and it's like the beast wants him. The beast wants him to be involved with this high-tech to bring it all together. So he is a heavy hitter, the false prophet, when it comes to high tech. Because he's involved with the image of the beast, he's involved with the 666 system, and he's able to direct fire from heaven down onto the earth. The false prophet is mentioned three times in the book of Revelation. Revelation 19:20. Revelation 16:13, and Revelation 20:20. And Revelation 19, verse 20, shows us that the false prophet is the one that is the second beast of Revelation chapter 13. And the beast was taken, that's the first beast, and with him the false prophet, that's the second beast, that wrought miracles before him. It was the false prophet did those miracles. That's what the second beast did, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. So the second beast, which I shared the scriptures from in Revelation 13, that's the only time he's called, second beast. That's the only time he's called the beast there. The other three times in scriptures, he's the false prophet. So when you're studying the scriptures, the false prophet and the second beast are the same. All right, the image of the beast there. Revelation 13, 14. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth. Now notice, this is something that's worldwide. It's not limited to one location. He is saying this, the second beast, the false prophet, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. That's the second reference to him receiving that, that deadly blow. This one doesn't say it's deadly, but the others do. So notice that all the world is to make an image, not of the beast, but to the beast. To the beast. That's because they're in awe of him. They love him. And the image is an exact replica. So it's not the false prophet that makes the beast. I think he's more like directing it. It's done worldwide. Now the image of the beast, now the beast is a human, so he's gonna take a human form that looks just like him. And right now, the Japanese are incredible in the, body-like images in my mind. Robots. I'm gonna say robots. It's incredible how they can make these robots look so real. And they were goofy looking things 20, 25 years ago. But now they are really, really human-like when you look at them. So the body for him will be probably made by the Japanese. Then Revelation 13, 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So here he's got power to give life. Now, that's not life from God, folks. That is imitation. That is synthetic life. And that's where AI comes in, artificial intelligence. Unto the image of the beast, that the image should both speak, image of the beast should both speak, and he caused all that would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So they're going to make an image, which is pure paganism, an image of the beast, an image. That's what pagans do. Their idols are images. And that he's going to demand that all the earth, worship the image of the beast, and if they don't, they're going to be killed. Well, the image of the beast, you got artificial intelligence, and then in here, you've got like a cyborg. Cyborg is a mixture of high tech and like human parts, nerves and things like that. And that's what they're doing now. They are, they're making man and merging man with high tech. That's science fiction. It was science fiction years ago, but they're doing it now. And when you get human parts with like high tech, that's a cyborg. So let's look at image and likeness. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image, and in his image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Then in Romans in the New Testament, 6:5 says, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Likeness and image are very, very close, folks. So image, it's a resemblance. So looking here at the how it's used in the Greek and the Hebrew, image is resemblance, hence a representative figure, especially an idol. And likeness is resemblance also, but stronger. Concretely a model. I mean, it's like solid, sharp, and it means like. So it's the image then is a like a representation of something other. So this image of the beast is an image of a man. And the idol, it becomes an idol because you got to worship it. The people at that time will have to worship this idol and the beast as God. And if they don't worship him and the idol, they're killed. Pure idolatry. Total 100% idolatry. Now, here is a man and his image. The woman is... she's Fox News, and she comes on, she may be on during the week, but I just know her on Sunday morning when she interviews people. So the man on the person on the left, that's the creator. He's real. And the one on the right is the cyborg clone image. Now, when I do this next week, I'll have the video up so you can see the image moving and talking. So it looks, I mean, the image looks really realistic until he starts talking. It starts talking. And when it starts talking, the head movement is not natural and the eye movement is not natural, but the voice is. And the image is answering on his own. The creator there is not prompt. There's no prompting of this or anything. The image is answering questions on his own, and that's because it's staffed or manned or set up with artificial intelligence. So that's how close we are right now. I would say there's like less than 10% to go to make that image exactly like the man. Exactly. And that's what's going to happen. The image of the beast is going to be exactly like the beast, the Antichrist, the son of perdition. This is incredible technology compared to the way it was. You know, the replica was so poorly done, but like everything else, the technology progressed and progressed, progressed and progressed to where today, when it doesn't move, it looks human. You can obviously see when it moves, the facial expressions and that don't look human. But I believe that'll be in place. Everything will be an exact replica of the beast, the image of the beast. Now, here is Star Trek science fiction, and this is Data. Now, Data is a cyborg, and this movie came out in 1987, but I like the original Star Trek, which came out in 1965. Now, this one's okay. This one's okay also. But in case you're not familiar with Star Trek, this character here is a cyborg. He's not human. So now we have another there. There he is getting a little update on his mental capabilities here. They're doing something with his brain, his artificial intelligence brain. But remember, this show started in 1987. And this here is background on the Star Trek show. Again, I'm emphasizing 1987. So, of course, the whole thing is fictitious. But this is like for science fiction buffs. This is background on how Star Trek came together. All right. So, of course, this is all fiction, but except for the part in red. Data was found by Starfleet in 2338. He was the sole survivor on Omicron Theta, in the rubble of a colony left after the attack from the crystalline entity. He is synthetic life. Okay, that's what the image of the beast is going to be. From with artificial intelligence, AI. That's what the image of the beast is going to be. Designed and built by Dr. Noonien Song. In his own likeness. There it is. In his own likeness. So when I look at that, I wonder, was this done on purpose? Did someone know the Bible? And when they were creating the character Data, they said, okay, he'll be synthetic life. He'll be his thought process and all be artificial intelligence. And he's going to be made in the likeness of some doctor. But remember, this isn't recent. This is 1987. They saw this into the future. Whoever did this could see it coming into the future. It was in its infancy here in 1987. So it's almost 40 years ago. 40 years ago when they created Data. That's the background they give, that he was synthetic life, artificial intelligence, and that he was made in the image of the doctor who created him. Amazing, folks. Right out of Revelation chapter 14, 13, and right fitting perfectly in 40 years later into the time we live. Mark the name and the number of the beast. Revelation 13, 16 through 18. And he causeth all. Now, this is very important here. When it says he causeth all, that is the second beast, the false prophet. So the second beast, the false prophet, is involved in the mark of the beast. He's involved in the image of the beast. And he's involved in showing wonders from heaven. That's why I'm saying he's a real high-tech guy. Causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark, there it is, mark, in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Herein is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, or 666. So let's take a look now at this and see how it fits in to today. The definition of a mark in the New Testament, a scratch or etching, that is, stamp as a badge of servitude, or sculptured figure. Now, sculptured figure is an idol, but this is a mark in the right hand of the forehead. So it's a scratch or an etching into the skin, which I would say today we would call it a tattoo, one form of another, a tattoo. Some of the tattoos could be ink, and others could be like burned on, like a brand, a cattle brand. Old Testament, Revelation 9:4. Now the background in the Old Testament is the Lord's glory had just left Jerusalem. And the Babylonian army was there. and they were going to destroy the city. But and of course, the city was tremendously idolatrous. It was a wicked city. And the Lord had people that weren't pagans. They were following the Lord, and it said they cried and sighed over all the abominations therein. So these are the people that feared God, and God spared them. And there was a mark placed on their forehead. Now that mark, I've come to learn, today it would be, or back in the day, it would be in the form of a cross. So that on their forehead there, they would have a cross. So when the death angel passed by, those with the mark on their forehead were protected. They weren't killed. So the definition of mark in the Old Testament, to mark out. Now, primitive, it means to scratch or to be definite, to imprint. Now, that imprint definitely would be a tattoo or a brand. So the mark is something placed on the people as a stamp or as an imprint. Now, in the New Testament, you're going to see that during the tribulation period, it's going to be pure idolatry. And you also see the same thing in the Old Testament. So we know in Revelation, it's the period of prophecy of that Daniel prophesied about. In Daniel chapter 9, the last 7 years of his prophecy. So here we are in the prophecy of Daniel in the book of Revelation, and it says here in 9:20, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not, here we go, worship devils. And idols of gold, idols of silver, idols of brass, idols of stone, idols of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. So the vast amount of people in the end times are going to be classic pagans, and they're idolaters. They've made idols. Now, that's that. So it's clear during the tribulation period that they're worshiping devils, yeah, but they also have idols. They're making things like classic pagans do to bow down before them. Now, in the Old Testament, we go to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 17. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 17. And it says, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of man shall be made low. For the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. That day is the day of the Lord, the second coming of Jesus Christ during the tribulation period. And the idols he shall utterly abolish. See, they've got idols at this time, just like Revelation says. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. In that day, the day of the Lord, a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for themselves to worship. Then they're going to go into the cliffs of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. So the whole context here is Christ's second coming. And what are the people doing at that time? They're pagans. They've reverted to paganism from the Whore of Babylon. And then from the beast, all the world is going to worship the beast along with the idol of him, the image and the idol. So it's very, very clear that in the last days, the end times, the vast amount of people on the earth are going to be pagans, And those that don't become pagans, they're going to be killed, and there'll be a small remnant that lives through the tribulation period till the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, when it gets to worshiping, pagans worshiping like the beast there, remember the Egyptians, they worship Pharaoh. The Babylonians, they worship Nebuchadnezzar. The Romans worship Caesar, a man. These are all men. They worship them as God on earth. And the Greeks didn't worship men, but all their gods were men. All the pagan, all the Greek mythology, that they were almost all of them were man, that man type looking at that were their gods. Every time in scriptures where it talks about worshiping the beast, always the mark of the beast is mentioned also. And sometimes it's the mark of the beast and his name, sometimes it's his number. Revelation 14:9, if any man worship the beast in his image, there it is, and receive his mark in his forehead or his hand. Verse 11, who worship the beast in his image, and who receives the mark of his name. So that mark also represents his name, the mark of the beast. Revelation 15:2, it says they had gotten victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name. So there you have the image again, the beast and the image. Revelation 16:2, received the mark of the beast and upon them which worshiped his image. It always goes together, folks. The mark and worshiping the beast and or his image. They go together. Revelation 19:20, deceive them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshiped his image. And Revelation 24 is about those that had not worshiped the beast or took his image. And it says here, and which had not worshiped the beast, neither his image, neither received the mark upon their foreheads or in their right hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So almost all the time it talks about the beast, worshiping the beast in his image. And every time it says the mark, with it, sometimes the number of his name, or his name, but they all go together. People that worship the beast receive his mark. And that's what we want to look at now, getting towards that. Okay, the mark of the beast and the QR code. Now, my commercial art here was done by a friend of mine. And I asked him to put something together for the, what I call the 666 surveillance system. So this is what he did. And that eye looking at you is pretty nasty, folks. That's a mean looking eye staring out. Now this is the QR code as we know it today. And it's on a phone. And everybody on earth, they want everyone on earth to get one. I'll be showing you that. And that's really the composite. When you look at it, all those squares, and that is what a QR code is. Now, I'll give you a little bit more information about the QR code. Now, the QR code means quick response code. Q for quick, R for response, and code. QR code. Definition. A machine-readable optical label that contains information about the item to which it is scanned. Was invented in 1994 in Japan, was first used in China, and by the year 2000, it was worldwide. 6 years it was gone worldwide. So what happens is when you scan that, it'll take you to a website, and then it's all the information you want will be on the website. So the explosion of the QR code, the use of it, took place in starting in 2020, and it had to do with COVID-19. So with COVID-19, Bill Gates, Fauci, particularly Bill Gates, and others wanted the whole world to get a QR code and a medical passport so that we would be tracked. If you were going someplace, they could track you to see if you were contagious with the QR code, with the COVID-19. Once Bill, folks, when this thing broke, like in 2019, late 2019, I didn't know what was going on in China with the virus, but I saw a show and Bill Gates was on the show and he was all excited and he was telling everybody that the whole world was going to have to get a vaccination, the COVID-19 vaccine, two vaccinations, he said. And once he said that, I knew that it was of the devil, because anything Gates is connected with is evil, anything and everything. So that's when I immediately said I have no part in taking a COVID-19 vaccination. So let's read about the connection now between COVID-19 and the QR code. The COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 truly thrust QR codes into the mainstream as businesses sought touchless ways to facilitate transactions and access information. Practically overnight, black and white pixelated codes on restaurant tables, retail checkout counters, and product packaging became the norm. According to Statista, the number of QR code scans in the United States jumped from 11 million per month in 2019 to over 93 million per month in early 22, a 754% increase. And that's even greater now. I mean, the QR code is becoming ubiquitous all over the place, you know. And that's why it's so, we got to watch it for, but I am not saying it is going to be the mark of the beast, but technologically it's fitting, and the way they're pursuing it, they got beaten back there after COVID. They weren't able to do what they wanted to do. But the QR code is all over the place, man. So let's take a look at this. Where here is what they wanted to do in 2022. That's not that long ago, folks. We're talking about 3 years ago. Bill Gates was the one pushing this. They wanted everyone in the world to have a QR code. Everyone. Whatever billion, everyone. And then if you were traveling and everything, and you had a phone, the code would be the trigger on the phone. All you do is show that, and they would have scanners. That's all you needed. That was their plans. Their plans were for everyone that had a passport that had a QR code. There's the QR code to get you into the airport on the plane. So everybody. And then they wanted everyone, Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum, the New World Order, wanted everyone in the world to have a QR code. And when I look at that QR code, this can be transferred, folks. You can take a QR code like we're looking there and tattoo it onto yourself. Now, a tattoo would take... It takes about 2 or 3 hours to do it, but a good tattoo artist can do it, and it works. It can function. It can be tattooed on your arm, and it works. I've seen the demonstrations of it. Now here is the artist's like commercial artist's friend idea of like the QR code. So you have three corners there, and you notice how there's only three squares inside the QR code. You got one at the bottom left, one at the top left, and one at the top right. Down at the bottom right, There is no square. And you got that eye looking at you again. And you got the word Antichrist and beast. So my belief now is that the QR code or some form of it, maybe not exactly as we see it, but the fact that they want everyone in the world, Gates wants it. The World Economic Forum wants everyone to have one. They want to put everything, you won't be able to travel without it. You will not be able to get, that's what they were trying to do. They weren't able to get it through. But with COVID-19, that's what they were trying to do. Now this one here, it's within the QR code. You see the three sixes in those empty boxes? You got 666. And then you'll notice you can get names on the QR codes. So this one here is Antichrist because it's the mark, the number of his name, and you know his name. So here you've got the QR code. In it, it's positioned for three sixes and the name, Antichrist. I'm not adamant about it. I personally believe that this is the mark of the beast or some form of it. It might change as we get closer to the tribulation period. But this has got everything they want, and they're pushing it, folks. And there's nothing else in the world that they're pushing in this area but the QR code. Everyone to have a QR code. I heard it right from Gates' mouth. They don't necessarily call it a QR code. They call it digital identification. When you hear digital identification, 9 times out of 10, they're talking about the QR code. Now here, they're talking about tattooing the QR code. QR code tattoo video. How to create a scannable QR code tattoo. And if you look over there on the forearm, underneath there, the forearm is a QR code. I mean, that's even being advertised to have it scannable. Now, this is a upclass, believe it or not, this is in Russia. It's in Moscow. And this is an upper-class spa, like beauty parlor type thing for women. And it's high-tech. And what you need to get into it is a QR code tattooed to your arm. And there it is, right there. So when you go to enter into the... this establishment, you just hold the bottom part of your arm over the machine. It identifies you, and in you go. But yeah, that's high tech. I don't know if they still have it, but that's what they had in Moscow, of all places. Okay, and this is going to be a little summary here. These are news articles related to the QR code. Now, I have dozens of them, but I pulled some out so you the headlines so you could see it. Bill Gates threw millions at the technology of underskin nanoparticle QR code to be scanned by smartphones. I think the total was 20 million he used. All right, another article. Bill Gates is working round the clock to bring a global ID to all humanity. That's exactly what I was talking about. Researchers are developing injectable smart tattoos that could someday monitor your health. Smart tattoos, think QR code. Reduced to a QR code, senators introduce intrusive, invasive bill to digitalize all Americans. Now that was introduced like in 2022, but it was defeated. But that was, they did want that. The American government at that time wanted everybody to digitalize all Americans. And digitalize like that includes QR codes. All right, the next one, new G20 agenda, 2030 document calls for global vaccine passports, QR codes. The last one, the road to worldwide digital tyranny, the QR code, verification app goes global. So that's been held back. They haven't been able to fulfill what they want to do with COVID-19. But I believe they're going to use something like COVID-19, maybe on a worse scale. They're going to push for it again. They're going to push for it. They want that universal identification. Now, the problem with the QR code is, how do you do it for the masses? You can't tattoo it, or you could tattoo it, but it takes 2 to 3 hours to do every tattoo. It has to be done something sped up. And I don't know what it is, and I don't see anything on the horizon. It could be out there. I haven't seen it. But I'm thinking something like maybe branding, where it could be a hot, but I don't know about your forehead then. It could be a form of branding, folks. I don't know. But the everything is there, but the application. How do you get it on the right hand or the forehead? That remains to be seen, and I'm watching it. I'm looking out there and watching to see if there's any technology. So far, I haven't seen any. It will come, folks, because if that 666 system has to come to pass, and there has to be a mark on the right hand of forehead. Right now, QR code fits it, as far as I'm concerned. Could there be something else? Absolutely. But we do have something that can be done worldwide. And what's needed, though, is the equipment so it can be rapidly done. And here's a brochure of mine, the 666 surveillance system. And you can go to mctbrochures.com, scan down on my brochures, and you'll see this this brochure. If you click on it, it opens up so you can read it. And if you want any copies of it, you can mail me, and I will. I don't have my mailing address here. How do you like that? I thought I did. You can email me. That's why I have email. So you can email me at mct911@aol.com and give me your name and mailing address. And I send like 5 out for free. So if you want them about the 666 surveillance system, let me know. Let me know. All right. Well, that covers it for tonight. And the system is, when it comes to the surveillance, it's there, folks. It's an enormous amount of cameras that have us under surveillance. All sorts of electronic connections can be made. The only thing to make it universal like that is missing, and that's the QR code fits that. It fits it. All right. So if you have any questions or comments, you can contact me right now. We'll see what we can do. All right. So going in order, Sharon is first. Hello, Sharon.
Yes, Captain John. I have no questions. It was very interesting. The information that you're teaching tonight was very interesting.
Okay.
And so I thank you, but I have no questions.
All right. And Paula Jean is here. Hello, Paula Jean.
Good evening. It was all very good, and I, too, don't have any questions.
All right. Sharon, are you there, Sharon? Mr. Kathy.
Yeah, I'm here, and I don't have a question either. It was wonderful after such a sketchy start.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Where did I go?
We're here.
Oh, can you hear me, Chaplain?
Now I can, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because I thought Kathy, she had a spot there. So, but anyway, I enjoyed going back over all the data. It's a lot of it's very intricate, and it can be confusing to some people and stuff. And I was just wondering, did you notice, okay, that picture with Marie Bartholomew and the two guys?
Yes.
And then Star Trek's data, they all look alike. And did you notice that?
No.
Well, go back when you can and just take a peek at it, and you'll be, I think you'll be kind of surprised, everything. And it just kind of shocked me. And then with the missile things, too, and them getting more and more powerful.
Right.
And I don't know if anybody here remembers the Rod of God. That's what they were called. And they would take these big, huge, like huge, huge long wood rods, like from trees or whatever, something they created, put them on a missile thing, took them out to space, and they dropped them out and down on the Earth, and they were verified fires to wherever these rods of God landed. You know, it's like ripping up of ports and stuff like that, and everything is pretty. You know, that's something that came to my mind tonight when you were talking stuff too. So,
okay,
you look tired.
Yeah, I'm tired, Sister Kathy. Sister Sharon. Yeah, I'm tired. As soon as the show's over, I think I'll go to bed. So,
I did have a question after all.
All right, what's your question?
All right, so why does the tattoo have to be tattooed? Aren't they just like little silicone squares that can be inserted under the skin?
Well,
that are QR codes?
Because when I gave you the definition, one was stamped and the other was imprinted. And I believe that the devil wants them to be seen because that shows he owns them.
Yeah, but it could be seen. You know, it would just be visible, but it would just be like a piece of plastic inserted in. It would be visible. I've seen those where they have, this could be, you know, your emergency locator. This could be, if you got unconscious, they could tell what kind of medicine you needed. And so those are already out.
I don't think it fits it. It has to be like visible on your right hand or your forehead. And also it has to have the name and the number of the beast on it. And no one can buy or sell without it, which in this world would be high tech. So they're going to be wearing it. Part of it, Sister Kathy, is to be worn visibly so they could see your Satans.
But how could a brand be, aren't they supposed to have some kind of instrument that shoots it and gets information from it?
No, you scan the QR code. You scan it.
I know, but I mean, if you brand a QR code, if you brand it on somebody's skin, what's in it to receive that
The code that's
information?
In it. You have code readers.
I know, but it's reading burnt skin?
Well, it's very sophisticated, Sister Kathy. It's not,
okay.
You know, it's not like a gross-looking brand of cattle. It's very.
No, that's what I was imagining.
No. Because they can tattoo that on a person right now.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 2 to 3 hours to do, and it's functional. It will function. So the other thing with this, Sister Kathy and everybody else, is this is my opinion. and it may change. It may be similar to what we looked at, but it may not be the exact way it is. It very well may change. I don't know. So what you watched was my opinion. But we do have something that's universal or can be universal, the QR code. In many countries, there are hundreds of millions of people. India is leading the pack on this. I mean, everybody in India is getting the QR code. You have to, you like cash is disappearing in India, very small amounts, and you have to go through a bank, and you have to have your own account. So everybody's getting QR codes. So you can have a QR code and go to a store on the street. You're in India, you want to buy something that costs 2 of our dollars. You show them your cell phone with the QR code, and then they do the transaction right there.
Yeah.
So it's doing away with money.
Right.
So, but could it be something else that's the cat? Yes, it could be. But I wanted everybody to see that the high tech that we have, and like
Oh, yeah.
not to just take it for granted. Oh yeah, that's a QR code. This is a diabolical time we're in. These are evil
Absolutely.
people, and Bill Gates wants everyone in the world. He said that. He wants everyone in the world to get a QR code. Why? Because he loves everyone, Sister Kathy. He wants to
Oh,
kill
yeah,
us. He
sure.
wants to kill us.
Yep.
So, anyways, again, that's my take on it. It's subject to change. If it does change, I will update on the change. But right now, it's full speed ahead for everybody in the world to get a QR code. Gigi and Randy, are you here? I guess not. Well, I guess we can have some music time. Does that sound good? Sister Kathy, you're.
Sounds great.
All right. So, what one would you like?
I think I'm going to go with Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
Okay.
I think we'll go with not Randy, Alan Jackson. Or if you want to pull up anybody else, that'd be fine.
We know where that's found, right? Deuteronomy 33.
Oh, leaning on the everlasting arms. What does it say?
That God will have us held by his everlasting under us by his everlasting arm. I always thought that was a song from the Psalms.
Yeah, so the only place it is Deuteronomy 33.
Yeah, that's the only place I'm aware of it.
Wow.
You ready? Leaning on the Everlasting Arms from live at Gaither Studio.
All right.
We got the guy playing the harmonica.
Betty Green.
Is he still alive, Sister Kathy?
Right, he is.
I have not heard anything about him.
I'm thinking he is. I know Tim Green died, but now I'll check while you're playing it and make sure Betty hasn't died.
to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms.
That was quite something. And he retired in 2020. He's still alive and doing fine.
Okay. I saw Vestal there.
Yes. So neat to see.
That must have been a while back, you know.
Had to be.
Okay, now who's up here? Let me get over and look. And it would be Rita is next.
Okay. I think I would like Ernie Haas, Going Home.
Going Home. Okay, I got it.
Okay, thank you, Chaplain.
Wow, this is almost, it says 17 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Is Longing for Home and Going Home the same album?
I don't know.
All right, we'll just go with the one that says Going Home.
Okay.
Many times in my childhood, when we've traveled so far, by nightfall, how weary I grow. Father's arms would slip around me, and gently he'd say, "My child, we are going." twilight is fading, and the day soon shall end. I get homesick the farther I'd roam. But my father has led me each step of the way, and now I am going home. Going home, I'm going home. There's nothing to
next would be Paula Jean.
Okay. I Love to Love You, Lord by Terry McCallum.
Okay, I got it.
Great.
Amen.
You can try.
Amen.
Gatekeepers.
Got a fun little song that I enjoy singing. Wrote it just a few months ago. It says simply this: I love to love you, Lord. It's an easy song. You'll pick it up. It goes like this. Thank you. sing your praise. To love you. We've come together tonight just to love you. Nothing else is more important than loving you, Jesus. And I thank you that you have loved us with an everlasting love. Oh God, you're so, so, so good.
And now we have Sharon.
I don't really know. There's quite a few I'd like to hear, but how about we just go with that Don Moen and that song that he does that we like, It's Our Father.
Okay.
And I was thinking we can do Desi's 10,000 Reasons.
I got Our Father all keyed up here. Here we go.
We've gathered here to pray. cry. Lord, we need your mercy and we need your grace today. Hear us as we pray.
I think we're going to call it a night, folks. I'm tired. And though we had some technical troubles, but it was a good night. And Bible is, God's going to, God is giving us all the knowledge we need. And, although, folks, when I was sharing about the mark of the beast, remember, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing, the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's coming upon the world, but we're going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb and Amen. Christ, where the bride and Christ is the groom, and he's coming for us. So everybody have a good night and be blessed. And we have a show tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow night, I don't stream. I will be Pastor Ernie's show, but Sister Sharon is here and Kathy is here and others, and they start at 9 p.m. Eastern and go until they go, if they run out of gas. Is that right, Sister Sharon, until you run out of gas?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. God bless you now. Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave life everlasting. So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his only begotten Son.